Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
302. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. Some technical difficulties, I am sure. We will get them ironed out. Not to worry. Lots of great stuff coming our way this afternoon. Joe Moreno, smartest lawyer on God's green earth, is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Looking forward to chatting with him. There's a lot of legal stuff that's floating around right now involving the president and these legal charges against the assassin wannabe or wannabe assassin. I don't even know which way we should describe it. Or maybe we should just be like the legacy news media and pretend it didn't happen. Maybe we could just ignore all of the hateful, despicable, violent comments coming from good, upstanding Democrats and members of the legacy news media. But I repeat myself. They've been calling for violence against Donald Trump for years. Well, it's happening. This is the second time there has been an attempt on President Trump's life. And you, if you are looking at, reading, listening to any of the national legacy news media folks, you would think that, it never happened. And those that are actually acknowledging that it happened, they're blaming Donald Trump. This is how severe their Trump derangement syndrome is. These are people who are bat crap crazy. I mean, like six different types of bat crap crazy. The ordinary bat crap crazy doesn't even begin to approach this level of bat crap craziness. We have 50 days, right? 50 days until the election, or is it 49? I don't know. I know for us, early voting is starting this Friday. This Friday. We're not even into October, and we've got early voting on deck the next couple of days. I'm always interested to hear what people have to say about the early voting. You can hit me up, you know, on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. It's the easiest way, the best way. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. I know I'm told each time that I should engage in early voting, but I am of a belief that for a couple hundred years anyway, in this here country, we were able to figure out voting day, election day. You'd go to the polls and you'd figure it out. Now, if there was an emergency, my God, you're going to be out of the place. If you're not going to be in town, or there's an illness that's taking you away, whatever it is, right? We always had absentee voting. Now we just have voting season. It's like another season. And what it really does, I hate to say it, but we're all adults here. We have to be honest. It provides more opportunities for people who want to cheat. That's what it does. Instead of having to figure out a way to cheat during the 10, 12, 14 hours, depending on where you are, you know, the election day can be longer or shorter, but wherever you are, you got to figure out how to cheat during those hours. Now you've got 6 weeks or 8 weeks to figure it out. It's a lot tougher to secure something for 8 weeks than it is to secure something for 8 hours. We all know that. I am pained, honestly, as I look at where we are. I'm seeing all sorts of disinformation. Isn't that the popular term now? Disinformation. Trying to convince supporters of President Trump to stay at home. Oh, it's over. You don't need to go. Well, it's not over. Not by a long shot. Not by a long shot. And if we're going to win, and I do say we at this point, I'm on Team Trump. I'm very happy to be on Team Trump. Even as there are things that he says or does that I don't particularly like. I mean, the X post the other day, the tweet the other day that said, I hate Taylor Swift. I don't know. I don't see what the upside to that is. I'm not even arguing with him. I think that She's a very, very talented young lady, but she's essentially been able to take the same song and sing it 100 different times. Because it's always about a breakup, a bad decision she made in a guy, and then she sings about how miserable the guy was, and then she gets back on her private jet and jets to someplace else and sings to a bunch of other teeny boppers and convinces them that guys are bad or something. I mean, it's sort of formulaic, but she's really attractive and she has a great voice, so there you go, right? I don't hate her. I don't hate her at all, actually. She's a very smart young lady. I think she's wrong on a number of issues, but hey, I don't have a problem with it. So that's why I say when he sent out the note that says, I hate Taylor Swift, I thought, you're not getting anybody. The mission right now has to be getting people who support your policies to vote for you. If you pay attention, you know that Kamala Harris doesn't have any policies that are hers that make any sense, because we've heard her. When she hasn't been in rehearsal and memorizing a few pages of dialogue, left to her own devices, improv, forget about it. Clueless as is humanly possible. Just an absolute total buffoon. So there's nobody signing on for her policies, right? And if you get people and talk to people, go, hey, remember like 4 years ago when the price of that can of beans was 99 cents and now it's $1.50? Which did you like better? Because it's the same beans and it's the same size tin, but you're now paying way more. I bring that up because Mr. Goya, who is the CEO of Goya Foods, right? You may or may not have known that Goya is a family name. It's a family business. Mr. Goya is the CEO of Goya Foods. Pretty conservative dude, by the way. And he says, hey, you want to understand how the economy works? You want to understand how all of this is or is not working? Take a look at this can of beans. 4 years ago, it was 99 cents, and today it is $1.50. And we at Goya Foods, we're not making any additional profit on that. That's all the cost of Kamalanomics that's raised it. That's Bidenflation. It's driven the price up. So even though the leftists want you to believe it's the mean, nasty, evil corporations, oh my God, they're just exploiting it. They're not. Like gasoline, God, I feel so sorry for the guys who actually own and operate gas stations. Because those guys and gals, they make, what is it, 3 cents a gallon? And it doesn't matter whether it's a dollar for the gallon or it's $4 for the gallon. It's like 3 cents a gallon. That's it. That's what they make. It could be $100 for that gallon of gasoline. They get 3 cents. It could be 50 cents. They still get 3 cents. Now, if that makes sense to you, okay. And you want to demonize those folks, okay. But I would dare say you're just a skosh out of the realm of reality. Germ, you've got a little something put together, I know. So let me take a listen to this. Have we got the media montage?
Stochastic terrorism is, right, when a leader uses language that is more likely than not to radicalize.
Democracy is on the ballot still.
Democracy is on the ballot.
Democracy is on the ballot.
Democracy's on the ballot.
Democracy's on the ballot.
Democracy is literally on the ballot.
Democracy is on the ballot for this election.
Vice President Harris has made very clear that democracy is on the ballot here.
Democracy, of course, is, as the president likes to say, on the ballot.
Terrorism experts call this stochastic terrorism, where somebody has been so demonized that it creates this heightened risk of lone wolf actors.
Donald Trump is turning this nation into Nazi Germany.
You now have a president, as you said, talking about exterminating Latinos.
A re-election of Donald Trump could mean the end of democracy.
This would be the end of America.
An actual Trump-led wannabe empire is the end of democracy.
Stochastic terrorism is a way of using language that is clearly meant to incite some percentage of the people listening for a violent purpose.
What does that potentially do for unbalanced people out there?
He is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
Eliminated? Good Lord. They have. I was going to say they've done everything but claim that Donald Trump is Hitler. But yeah, they did that as well. Donald Trump is Hitler. He's a dictator. It's the end of democracy. Democracy is on the ballot. Hey, you know what this is? It's an election. You know what it's like? All the other elections we've had throughout the history of this nation. If this is your first election, well, then you might very well believe, I don't know, that democracy is on the ballot somewhere. If this is not your first election, then you know. Every 4 years, we have one of these things for the presidency. Every 2 years, we elect the House of Representatives. Every 6 years, we elect the U.S. Senate. And then in those off years, generally speaking, we're electing a governor, a state House of Delegates or House of Representatives, depending on where you are, a state Senate, right? I mean, we know all of this. Our municipal officials. Some places you've got cities and towns that are inside of counties. Here in Virginia, we're very unique. We've got our counties that stand alone. You know that. But you also know that every couple of years, every one of these offices is up for election. This, in the last 8 years or thereabouts, strictly with Donald Trump running, has been the only time I have heard anyone talk about how this could be the end of democracy. And I'll tell you what they really mean. They don't mean that it could be the end of democracy. They mean that it could be the end of their gravy train. These are the people who are inside of government, who have made it a career to the exclusion of everything else. Folks like Vindman, you see these disgusting comments from Vindman. Wants to be your congressman in the 7th district. Are you comfortable with this? Where they're dismissing an attempt on the president's life? You and I both know if this had been an attempt in any way on the life of Joe Biden and the life of Kamala Harris, man, it would be 24/7. You wouldn't be able to find anything anywhere except reports on how mean, nasty, evil, I'm sure they'd blame it on conservatives, tried to do this. Now, here you have somebody who is a proven leftist who's using exactly the language of the left. CNN is puzzled. We'll get to that clip a little bit later. CNN, whole bunch of the CNN folks sitting around going, well, you know, we can't figure out a motive for this. You can't? How about the fact that the guy kept saying it was going to be the end of democracy if Donald Trump won? His words, not mine. Where do you think he got those words? Mr. Ralph. Any ideas? Any thoughts? All right. Joe Moreno is going to be with us at 3:35, a former federal prosecutor. Looking forward to bringing him into the show. Our old buddy Eben Brown from Fox News will be along. You know, there are some questions. I just want you to know there are some questions about Jeff Veltri. Jeff Veltri is the special agent in charge of the FBI's Miami field office. And he is, to put it mildly, not a fan of Donald Trump. But does that mean that there will not be a professional, thorough investigation? Well, we'll have to talk about it. I certainly hope that there will be a complete and total investigation. And Governor Ron DeSantis, I would dare say one of the best governors in America. He and Glenn Youngkin are right at the top of my list, but Governor DeSantis says, hey, we're not sure how the feds are going to handle this, so we're going to do our own state investigation as well. This is fascinating stuff. I guarantee you this is all going to be included in our Politics and Pints discussion. It's coming up now. It's less than a month away. It's October the 16th at the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell. A couple of hundred of us get together. We sort of shoot the breeze, talk about the issues of the day, have a tasty beverage or two, and we have a great time. Now, we only sell tickets online. And I know, having been here for, 12 years now, right, Jerm? We did the math, 12 years. We in Central Virginia consider ourselves to be a walk-up market. Well, there are no walk-ups for this. We don't sell tickets at the door. So if you want to join us before it sells out, and man, it is, as per usual, on track to be a sellout, you need to head on over to WRVA.com, WRVA.com, get your tickets. It's me, it's John Reed, it's Brian Kilmeade's coming in again, Dana Lash is coming in, so it should be a great time. 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
I don't get it. That's why I reached out to Trump. I wanted to just say, listen, I'm really sorry that this is going on and it's being dealt with this way. Not because I'm in favor of his politics or what he says. I criticize him all the time. That's my job, and he deserves it. But he doesn't deserve this. A guy pointing an AK-47 at him while he's playing golf? And we take solace in the fact that the guy didn't get any rounds off. If I had been through what that guy's been through in the last 2 months, you would not know where I am. You would never see me on TV again. No way I would do that. I don't know how he does it. He's got kids, they're adults, but he's got grandkids. He's got a wife. People giving crap to Melania Trump, worrying about whether or not there was a plot around his husband. How could she not? People mock her. And then her husband has a guy pointed with an AK-47. Where are those people apologizing? That's what it's time for. We are playing a dangerous game with ourselves. He is not a despot in waiting. Okay? I don't buy it.
Wow, that's Chris Cuomo. Oh, I kid you not. Chris Cuomo, who's now over at News Nation. And one of the things I've noticed about Cuomo, now that he's not at CNN anymore, he actually ventures more into the truth. It seems like he's living on planet Earth again. It's really interesting. But there's Chris Cuomo, and I guarantee you, at no point will Chris Cuomo come out and announce that he is voting for Donald Trump. And I don't think in the privacy of the voting booth will he vote for Donald Trump. I think he disagrees with Donald Trump on every issue simply because that's who he is. But the very fact that he's saying, hey, wait a minute, this guy is not a despot in waiting, and we got to cut this crap out. He's right. Donald Trump Jr. sent out a little note on social media. He says, you know what I'm getting tired of? I'm getting tired of having to explain to my kids why their grandfather was attacked again. That there's another attempt on their grandfather's life. I mean, that is what we're dealing with right now. And the people like these Vindmans, God, what awful human beings they are, apparently. You remember they were part of the one of the impeachments, right? Wasn't it? It was the phone call. It was another Russia hoax piece of garbage. But Vindman is now running. One of the Vindmans, or two of them. One of the Vindmans is running for the 7th Congressional District, which, you know, used to be all of us, and now it's a slice of us, and it goes up into a prince.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
William, it's really heavy in Prince William. His wife was joking about the assassination attempt on Sunday. I've had politicians that I've looked at and thought, God, I just think you're terrible. I disagree with everything. In fact, I don't even like you personally. That's how I feel about Joe Biden. I don't like him personally. I think he's a miserable person. Never in my life would I even think, oh, well, you know, they should just do blank to him. I can't even begin to imagine what a bitter human being you must be, what a cold, blackened, ice-cold heart you must have to make jokes about the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. You're sick. You're really, truly sick. And for the rest of us, you should not be in any sort of public office. All right, what is the legal process going to be moving forward for Mr. Routh? And Governor DeSantis in Florida says, hey, we don't trust the feds. We're going to do our own investigation. Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor, will be with us in just a moment. Remember, you got to visit WRBA.com right now. Get your tickets for Politics and Pints. 326, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday, and it's raining, and you know what? It's going to keep raining through the evening, through the night, well into tomorrow. Some happy plants, I know, a little bit of grass that's going, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. But now the rest of us just have to deal with it, just the way it is. We'll be chatting with my old pal, Evan Brown from Fox News. We'll do that at 5:35. There's a lot of attention focused right now in the land of my people, South Florida, and trying to figure out the, I don't know, concurrent investigations. I mean, you've got the feds obviously looking into this assassination attempt on President Trump, and Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida says, hey, we don't actually trust the feds. So we're going to do our own investigation. I don't know exactly how this all works, but I'll tell you who's going to have a clue, and probably a little bit more than that. Our good friend Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor, smartest lawyer on God's green earth, who joins us every other week to offer legal insight, as well as some great observations. If you're not following Joe with his online column, I'm going to let him talk about that. You really need to do that. Joe, I appreciate you being here. Welcome, my friend.
Jeff, always great to be with you, sir.
The pleasure is mine. So explain to me, Governor DeSantis says, hey, we don't trust the feds. A lot of people are saying about Jeff Veltri, who is the FBI special agent in charge. He's an anti-Trump guy, so he can't be trusted. What's actually going on with all this?
Well, I think it's something that a lot of people fail to remember, that we do have two tracks of criminal justice in our system, right? We have state laws, which are unique to the 50 states, which typically cover your run-of-the-mill crimes that you think of. Murder, assault, trespass, DUIs, all that stuff is in predominantly state-level criminal law. Mm-hmm. Then there's federal law, and there's a universal federal criminal code that applies to all 50 states and the territories. Right. That's much more unique because that only relates to specific enumerated federal crimes. So now we have a situation, we have a former president who is also a current candidate for president who receives lifetime Secret Service protection. So we think of him as a federal figure. And I think our minds immediately go to the FBI and the Secret Service and the U.S. Attorney down in Florida and all that, right? Because that's what we think of. But in this case, there's no real specific crime about trying to assassinate a former president, believe it or not, right? It's not a specific crime. Yeah, there's plenty of crimes criminalizing attacking the current president and the vice president and the Speaker of the House and all that. So there are federal firearms charges we could pursue in this case. But the fact is the real meat and potatoes here, it's probably state law. That's going to have the stronger attempted murder, trespass, firearms charges here. So even though the feds normally kind of take the front seat in these kinds of things, I actually applaud Governor DeSantis because he not only has probably the stronger case and the more potential jail time for this person if he's found guilty, I always want to say that, but also, like you pointed out, he brings a little degree of independence because let's face it, I got a lot of respect for the FBI and the Secret Service and the legal system in general. But they've dropped a lot of balls in the last few years. And the fact is that you have the opponent of President Trump, both his previous opponent and his current opponent, that are running the federal government. And I think a lot of people would feel a lot better if the primary lead of the investigation here were at the state level. There's a heck of a lot of less known prejudice, as well as possibly a stronger case. So I think we're going to see a little push and pull here. The FBI doesn't necessarily like to be elbowed aside, but it's first and foremost going to be a state case. I believe he's in state custody at this point, and so I applaud them for running with it.
Wow, this is fascinating stuff. I want to remind everybody, Joe Moreno is joining us, a former federal prosecutor, one of the most brilliant legal minds, certainly in D.C. I was going to say in America, and now I've got to include what, England and Wales as well. I mean, you're everywhere, my friend. So if the state takes the lead, so I'm trying to remember, you've got Governor DeSantis is going to direct FDLE, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, to do the investigations, kind of the state version of the FBI. You have the local prosecutors, the state's attorneys. He was arrested in Martin County, but I believe the offense took place in Palm Beach County. Who gets to do that then? I mean, if you got all these differing jurisdictions. Does it go back to Palm Beach County for them to prosecute?
Typically, with criminal investigations in general, it will be run and governed by the place where the crime took place, not where a suspect is picked up or where there are other pieces of it. So in this case, it's going to be at the International Golf Course, where the suspect was engaged in the crimes which he will be charged with, and that'll be the jurisdiction where it's predominantly investigated, and ultimately, if he's charged, that's where he'll be prosecuted.
You mentioned, Joe, that there is no actual federal statute against crimes against a former president. Is that something that everybody could put aside their partisanship and say, hey, listen, we can't have this. We got to have a law in the books.
You would hope so. And, you know, I had to look it up. I did not know it offhand. And there is a crime to threaten a former president, interestingly enough. It's a five-year cap. But that's just like a verbal threat or making a written threat, but not actually a murder or attempted murder. So I definitely think, I mean, look, a former president and his or her spouse gets lifetime Secret Service protection. So God forbid something did happen to someone, you would think it should be prosecuted and investigated at the federal level. That would make sense. Yes. The person is being targeted most likely because of the fact that he or she held a federal position, right? The presidency. Yes. So you would think that's the kind of orbit in which it should be focused. But yes, it's a bit of a gap. So yeah, that would be a nice little gesture to kind of come together and say, hey, let's plug this gap with some smart law.
Absolutely. All right. Now, counselor, indulge me. I am your 1L student, and I say to you, professor, I, as a as an assistant U.S. attorney, I can actually make a case at the federal level that by brandishing that weapon within such a close proximity to the president, I was making a threat. I was communicating a threat. Therefore, we can charge him and prosecute him. What say you?
There's probably not a federal crime of brandishing a firearm, as you describe it. There could be federal firearms charges for possessing a weapon, which has been banned by the federal government. We'd have to figure that out. I'm not sure that applies here. So the federal charges could be pretty limited because, again, you have to figure federal crimes have to be specifically enumerated. If there's not a specific law in the federal books, there's no common law, right? There's no kind of general law. That's at the state level. So if with no specific crime at the federal level about attempted murder of basically, you know, a private citizen, basically, in the eyes of the federal criminal code, there's no federal law that says that.
Civil rights violation? Could we say he was attempting to deprive President Trump of his civil rights?
I mean, you could get real creative, I suppose. But, so, you know, like I said, I'm sure there are some federal charges that they could pull together. But if you want attempted murder, you want the real one that'll get some real prison time, that's going to be at the Florida level.
Okay. Wow, that's fascinating. Now, I'm curious to get your sense, and this is not necessarily legal, but you've been around the federal government, the federal system for a long time. You just know the way a lot of things work. The special agent in charge of the FBI in Miami, their Miami field office, a guy by the name of Jeff Veltri. He is a longtime FBI special agent. He's worked his way up the ranks. He's originally from South Florida. But his first real job out of law school was as a public defender in Broward County. And he, as we know, because we saw this come from some of the testimony, I guess, of Ray some time ago, that he had these anti-Trump things on his social media, and he was told to get rid of them before he was going to go through the process of getting that spot that he always wanted. Should we be concerned about that on any level?
It looks terrible. Yeah. I mean, look, we all like social media, and we all like to make our voices heard. But if you plan to try to attain a senior position in government where you're going to have some public visibility, then you need to calm down in your public profile. It comes with the job, right? So if you're going to have inflammatory language out in social media, you probably should be disqualified from a job where you're expected to be nonpartisan,
yep,
and you're expected to vigorously pursue crimes, no matter who the offender or who the victim is. And if you can't do that, or you have the perception that you can't do that because of what you've put out in the public domain, you probably should not be in that job.
Yeah. It's such a bizarre situation, and the entire world with the presence of social media is just a little bit different than when you and I may have been working our way through whatever the ranks were. Let me ask you, Joe, to remind everybody about where they can not only visit you online, but take a look at some of the great articles, columns that you're writing these days.
Yeah, I've been a regular contributor to The Spectator. It's a fantastic global magazine, a little center right, which of course is my tendency.
Yes.
It's the American version of a global magazine. It's thespectator.com. I've been a regular contributor there on all kinds of topics, including law, national security, and politics. Been really enjoying it.
Yeah.
JosephMoreno.com, Joseph Moreno on Twitter, although honestly, I don't tweet a lot. There's that social media being careful, of course, in an election season, but I'm out there as well.
All right. Joe, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. You're the best of the best. That is Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor. I'm telling you, smartest lawyer on God's green earth. And he joins us every other Tuesday, a unique perspective that you just will not hear anywhere else. But you can read it at thespectator.com. 346, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Down in Richmond town, 5 years in a row, Jeff Katz on WRV is the show. With a microphone in hand and a voice so strong, every afternoon he keeps the folks hanging on. Talking about the happenings.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Well, thank you, Jeremy. Jeremy has been doing some, been meandering through that AI world, I think. He and the robots are getting to be close friends, rather. I don't know how Craig Peterson is going to feel about that. Craig, as you know, joins us at 4:35 every Tuesday. And we talk a little bit about tech, but we talk about staying safe online. And I want to know from Craig if it really is safe to be playing so much with our future robot overlords. Maybe if we're nice to them, but it's good stuff. There is some bizarre commentary out there. And one of the most bizarre pieces of the commentary comes from Hillary Clinton. You remember her? You know her because she's not president. Oh, it feels so good to say that. You know what feels even better? She's never going to be president. But she believes that the water carriers, the bum kissers, the bottom feeding slugs deployed to legacy newsrooms around America at that national level, they're not doing enough to attack Donald Trump. Take a listen to cut number 8.
And I don't understand why it's so difficult for the press to have a consistent narrative about how dangerous Trump is. The late, great journalist Harry Evans, one time said that, journalists should, really try to achieve objectivity. And by that, he said, I mean, they should cover the object. Well, the object in this case is Donald Trump, his demagoguery, his danger to our country and the world, and stick with it.
Yeah, you guys are just not attacking and demonizing him enough. Would you please read the talking points that we've sent over to you? Like, this member of Congress, she's a delegate from the Virgin Islands. Take a listen to cut number 9.
Having Trump not only have had the codes, but now having the classified information for Americans and being able to put that out and share it in his resort with anyone and everyone who comes through should be terrifying to all Americans, mm-hmm. and he needs to be stopped.
Who confuses those two words? I'm willing to give you a lot of stuff. I'm willing to give you the, hey, I meant to say stop it, and I said shop it. I meant to say stop it, and I said stick it. But you said shot. Now I'm thinking this is not an error. I'm thinking this is your proverbial Freudian slip. Those on the left hate Donald Trump, and they've engaged in this demagoguery against him for years. You'll notice it's only since he's become a Republican that they've done that. When he was a Democrat, man, they loved him and they sucked up as much of his money as they possibly could. Don't forget, you got a chance right now. Head on over to WRVA.com. Get yourself some tickets for Politics and Pints. 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.